Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Bessie's Footprints Podcast. Bessie's Footprints Podcast is a platform to dive into various society and culture topics of today while providing the New York City millennials' perspective and flair. Tune in every other Wednesday to be part of these conversations and enjoy the show. And now, on to the next episode. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Bessie's Footprints Podcast. I am your host, Asia B, and I'm so happy that you are here because this episode is my last episode of season one of this podcast. And that is such a mind-boggling thing. Like, you guys have been here for 10 episodes. That's a lot. And so much has happened since I initially launched in March of this year. And you know something? When I initially thought about starting a podcast, like towards the end of last year in 2019, I didn't know how it was going to go. And I was a little bit apprehensive of even starting a podcast because, you know, the unknown, you never know if it's going to work out. But as I said in my last episode, I've gotten so much positive feedback and I've connected with so many people and I'm just so grateful. I know I said that in last episode, but it really is true. I really thank all of you right now for listening and tuning in, and I hope that, you know, you continue to tune in. And today's episode is going to be all about following your passion. And I really feel like, you know, nowadays there are so many people out there that are following their passion and really doing what they want to do and putting their interests and what they love as a priority. And, you know, if you grew up at the same time that I did, then maybe we were like maybe the last generation or even the generation before us, where we grew up on that, you know, you go to school, you go to college, you get a degree, and you should get a degree in like being a doctor, going to medical school, going to law school, like going to do jobs and getting careers where you're going to make a lot of money. And it's okay if you don't necessarily love your job, but as long as you're making money to provide for your family, that's all that matters. And I know for me, I kind of kept that in my mind for a long time growing up. And it's not like my family or, you know, my parents didn't instill in me to go after what I wanted and what I had a passion for. But it was just like, you know, during that time, a lot of people said that you should go after where the money is and you don't want to spend money on school and have to, you know, pay all the loans back and be in a profession where you can't do that. So it wasn't until I got to college where I really realized that going after those things like being a doctor or a lawyer wasn't for me. And if you guys don't know, I went to school for biology. My degree is in biology. I got a degree in biology because I love science, and that science has always been my thing. So that's always what I knew. I knew that I wanted to be a scientist, but I knew very early on that I didn't want to be a doctor. So I went to school. I was in a medical track, but after a while, I couldn't see myself as a doctor or having to do anything with the medical field. And it wasn't until my sophomore year that I landed on being a teacher, because I realized that I had been working with kids for a few years up until that point, and most of the jobs that I had had were working with kids. So it just felt natural to me to go into education, and I went after my passion. And naturally, you know, I went to a private school for college, and naturally there were a lot of bio majors that were in the pre-med track or the physical therapy track and occupational therapy. So a lot of the bio majors were going into medical fields because, you know, my school was known for their biology program. So when I was the one biology major that wanted to go into education, that was seen as like a weird thing. Well, why did you come to this school? if only you want to just go into education. Like, I could have stayed in New York City and gone to a school that specializes in education. But so, you know, I got a lot of just confused reactions when I would say that to people. But ultimately, I went after my passion. And even though, you know, sure, education is like one of the jobs where everybody knows that teachers don't make a lot of money based off of the hard work that we give in our jobs every single day. But to me, it wasn't about the money. I loved helping people. I love kids. And kids are our future. And to me, I felt so passionate, and I still feel passionate about educating people to make right decisions, to do what they want to do, to go after their dreams, to teach them about being good people in the world. And people need teachers. I mean, people need doctors and lawyers too, but it all came down to like what was passionate to me. And I'm talking about this because nowadays you see so many people going after their passion, and most of all, some of the same jobs that people said, you know, not to do because they're not going to make you any money, or like being an artist or being a writer or going into psychology, or those types of professions were always looked down upon because they weren't as lucrative as being a doctor or being a lawyer. But nowadays, literally, you can get a degree in just about anything, go anywhere, and make a lot of money doing anything. And people are literally going out and making their own jobs. There have been so many job roles that I have heard people that I have met been into that I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that they even made jobs like that, or that somebody had a job like that, that there could be a role like that. So I like that, you know, our society is heading in the direction of you can literally do anything and still live a great life, still make money and have a very lucrative salary. It all comes down to the skills that you possess and the quality of your work, because you can sit here and be a singer. You can be a decent singer, but if you're not the best of the best, then of course you're not going to make a lot of money. You can sit and call yourself an artist, but if you're not the best of the best, then of course you're not going to make a lot of money. You can sit and say that you studied psychology, but if you really don't know your stuff, or you really don't know how to help people and how to diagnose people if you need to, you know, study things about them and like what mentally is happening with them, then you're not going to make a lot of money. So it doesn't come down to the profession per se. It comes down to what skills and what quality do you bring to that role to get you to whatever salary or whatever life that you see and envision for yourself. And I want to emphasize that your quality of work is very much important, at just as much as the skill that you have, because you can have a skill, but if you don't work hard at it, then you're not going to reach your goals. It is so important to work hard each and every day to better yourself. And when I say better yourself, that can be interpreted in a lot of different ways. You can do a lot of different things to better yourself. So for somebody, that can mean going to education or getting an education in something. For someone, it can be to hire a person to come in and train you on it, to have a mentor, like to read a bunch of books and, you know, learn in that way. I think that we should always be pushing ourselves to learn more and grow within our passion, because we might have a passion for something, but we don't know each and everything about that one thing. And in my opinion, we're never going to know everything about something. That's why we should spend a lot of our lives growing and getting better and perfecting our craft. And I mentioned this a lot in my last episode about entrepreneurship, where I said that I think that people should invest in educating themselves. And I absolutely still stand behind that thought, because, like I said, you don't know every single thing about whatever it is that you want to do. So you should constantly be educating yourself. And I don't mean that to say that, you know, you need to go to school and get a degree, because that's another thing that I feel like my views have changed. And I do feel like there is a lot of great qualities that come out of going to college and getting a degree. But I do also know that some professions that are very lucrative don't require that. And I also recognized that there are people where school just isn't their thing. And school doesn't work for everybody. So I feel like, depending on what your passion is, you've got to decide what is going to be the best way for me to learn more and grow more within this profession, within this passion. What can I do to better myself, strengthen my skills, and make the quality of my craft even better? That's something that you've got to do as an individual. There's not something that I or anyone else can tell you. That's something that you've just got to figure out. But either way, no matter if you're sitting inside a classroom or not, that is educating yourself. When you're seeking out more resources to learn and grow in something, that's educating yourself. So whatever you decide, it should be where you're continuously accepting and reflecting on what you already have to bring to the table, and also realizing what you still need to work on and grow. And I feel like I've seen a lot of people that have nowadays are putting their passions at the forefront of what they want to do. And fortunately, like I said before, we are heading in a direction where there's jobs literally in everything. You can make your own role. You can make your own roles now, and you can see a very lucrative income. But I also know that there are a lot of people out there that go after their passion or want to go after their passion, but they don't see results right away, or it doesn't work out for them. For example, I tell my students that, you know, I have a lot of students that tell me, you know, I want to be a basketball player or I want to be a football player. And, you know, that is great. And I definitely encourage my students to go after their dreams, because that's what they want to do. And if they have a passion for the sport and the craft, they should absolutely try to pursue that. But that's not something that happens at the snap of a finger. So then you've got to think about, what can I do that I can still support myself while I work on doing what I want to do? And that's a hard thing to do, because a lot of people have one thing that they're passionate about, one thing that they see themselves doing. And they don't see themselves doing anything else. So then what you have is people getting stuck in, you know, jobs and careers that they really didn't envision for themselves. And, you know, 1 year passes, 2 year two years pass, 3 years pass, and they're still stuck in that job. And their passion is seeming to kind of like get further and further away from them, until you're at a point where you don't pursue it anymore because too much time has passed. So then you ask yourself, okay, well, what do I do now? Because I'm in this profession. I don't like it. This wasn't my initial plan. This isn't my passion, but my passion didn't work out for me. And what I will say to that is, I feel like depending on your passion, because sports is a tricky thing, right? It's either like you have to get into that when you're young. The older you get, the harder it is to get into that. But I feel like most professions, you should go after your passion no matter how old you are. There are so many people that I see, so many news articles that I've read of the 65-year-old that graduated from college. And so you have to stop and think to yourself, like, if there are 65, 70, 75-year-olds that are going after their dreams after X amount of years, then why can't you? Why shouldn't you have your moment? Like I said, that's not going to happen for every single profession, because unfortunately there are professions that have, you know, an age limit, unfortunately. Well, I mean, I guess it depends, you know, you don't want to be a liability, but that's a different conversation. But most of the times you can do whatever it is you want to do. And I feel like at that point, you're old enough to go at it on your own and start something for yourself, which brings me to entrepreneurship. And if you didn't listen to my last podcast on entrepreneurship and where I kind of talk about my tips and everything, then you should definitely check that out, because I spoke about like how a lot of people, because they were stuck in those situations of not loving where their life was going, they decided to go into entrepreneurship and do things for themselves and finally put their passion first. So I feel like what I'm trying to say is, if your passion isn't working out right now, you should have a backup plan, but don't let the backup plan overshadow your passion to the point where it leads you down a path that you either can't bounce back from or your passion is lost. Because your passion is your creativity. Your passion is a part of who you are. And you don't want to let that go, because then you're going to be stuck in the situation where you resent a lot of decisions, you resent a lot of people, and you regret a lot of things. Something else I'm thinking about is, you know, let's say you got yourself in that situation of, you know, getting a different job, tried to work on your passion while you were in that job, but, you know, you are now in a position where you've been in this profession for X amount of years, and you think that your passion is, you've kind of missed your mark on that. Well, you can say to yourself, what is going to bring me, like, what can I do that is going to bring me as close as I can possibly get to that passion? I'm going to continue on with my sports example. So let's say that you wanted to be in a sport, you didn't make it there. Now you're at an age where you can probably try, but you're kind of cutting it kind of close with, you know, your age and maybe your physical shape or your physical being. So what can you do that is going to take you as close as you can to being in that sport? Could you be a coach? Could you be a trainer? Could you maybe go to a school and teach in, like, you know, something that related to that sport? Like, what can you do that will still kind of leave you in that loop, in that general area of the thing that you love? So sometimes we have to think about, yeah, you know, we didn't get exactly what we wanted, but we came pretty darn close. And even though we didn't get exactly what our passion was, we're still doing something that is related to that and that it makes us happy. So, like I mentioned earlier, I'm glad that there's a lot of people that are thinking about their passion in that way, because I feel like as a people, we're naturally passionate. We have interests. We have things that really make us happy. And I mean, I've met a lot of people. I haven't met everybody, all 8 billion people on this world, but I think I've met enough people to say that we all have something that we're passionate about, and we cannot let society get in our way of losing that passion and losing that love for something, because that's what, again, that's what makes us who we are. And we deserve to live a life where we're doing something that makes us happy, that we are excited to wake up and do every single day, something that we don't consider to be work. Because, like I said, we deserve to live a happy life and a good life. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode today. I really hope that you've enjoyed this first season of Bessie's Footprints podcast. I am forever grateful of everything that I've learned about being a podcaster, and everything that I've learned about just what it means to start something on your own without any guidance whatsoever, and just figuring it out. You know, of course, you know, I did have people that I looked up to and that have kind of paved the way, but you know, it's different when you have something that's your own and that you own and manage. And I've learned so much. I've met so many people. I just want to say thank you to each and every guest that I had on this season. I couldn't have done the season without you, like literally. All of my friends that I've had previously already, and all of the new people that I met along my journey. Like, I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy. I cannot wait to get back into season 2 and make some new friends, make some new memories, and reach some new people. I hope that you all continue with me on the journey. Thank you so much for following me this far. And I will see you a little bit later. Not too much, but we're going to take a little break here. I just got back to work this week that I'm recording this. So I have to get back into the swing of things, to say the least. But I'll be back really, really soon. And I will come on here in a few weeks and let you know my official start date. But I will see you guys then. I hope that you all are safe and well, and be happy, and I'll see you next time on Bessie's Footprints podcast. All right, this is Asia B. I'll see you guys later. Peace out.